Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Jamie Fox, and we are going to be talking about Castleview Hospital and WorkPoint's Trunk or Treat coming up on Saturday, October 9th. Jamie, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us again. We really appreciate you guys.
And we appreciate you guys for putting on events like this for our community. So let's talk Trunk or Treat. So that's coming up Saturday, October 19th from 3 to 5:30. What can people expect from this year's seventh rendition of this Trunk or Treat?
Yeah, we did. We started 7 years ago and had no idea what to expect and have been blessed and overjoyed each year that the amount of people that from our community that come out, the amount of kids that we are able to give a good day to. And each year we get a little bit bigger, we get more trunks. I try to add a few more surprises that no one's expecting, you know, that I pull out of my hat at the last minute. So you can expect to be awed, scared, we'll feed you, and we'll just have a wonderful time.
And we were talking about it a little beforehand, but you get a free hot dog dinner for attending this event.
Exactly. So if you come and stand in line and go through our event, we'll feed you and the kids.
And then let's talk on a personal level. What's your favorite part about this Trunk or Treat?
I've done it for 7 years. My part is at the end of the day when it's over and I take in the amount of kids and their smiles on their faces and how much this meant to our community and how heartwarming it is to know that we could do that.
And then a big part of this is a safe way, too, for these kids to get out and trick-or-treat. I mean, you're not going door-to-door asking for strangers. This is something that you guys are putting on. You're kind of vetting these things, making sure that everyone's safe. So let's talk about some of the things, measures you have in place to keep these kids safe.
Perfect. Well, we block the street off in front of the urgent care because it is in the Castleview's urgent care parking lot. We have that street blocked off so that once you get close to the building and then you get inside the parking lot, there's no cars. There's no fear of watching your kids run off or something. Everybody is there. It's safe. You're enclosed. And you can just enjoy yourself.
And that's a big part of Halloween, is getting these kids a chance to get out and enjoy themselves. Now, we talked about it a bit earlier, but just each year, it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger. What's some of your favorite new additions you're bringing to the table this year? Are those surprises that we're going to have to wait to see?
Those might be some surprises you might have to wait and see, because I don't like to give it away. But last year, we did have a cheerleading team that came and did like a dance mob thing. I would say maybe you could expect a few more of those, or maybe, you know, a few more roaming characters you're not thinking about, and maybe a few more trunks that you don't expect and you're going to be surprised.
And, you know, I love the aspect of surprise for this event. I mean, you really don't know what you're going to get when you show up. And that makes it not just exciting for the kids, but it also makes it so engaging for the parents because they don't know what's coming up either.
No, exactly. But it's a good day for every age group.
And then, you know, we hit on it a little bit earlier, but it's a good way to give back to the community. And that's been such a big thing in all my conversations with Castleview Hospitals. You guys love to give back to the community. Let's just talk about that for a second. Why is it important for you guys to give back to the community as much as you do?
Because this is our community. And we want people to know that we're here, but we also want them to know that we want to take care of them in other ways than just if you have to go to the hospital or you have to see a physician. We are here to help and support in other ways.
Now, Jamie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just come. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. You will not be disappointed. Your kids will have a great day. And it's a family fun event.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. And again, you're not going to want to miss a night of food, treats, and excitement with the 7th annual Castleview Hospital Trunk or Treat coming up on Saturday, October 19th from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in the Castleview Urgent Care parking lot located at 317 East 100 North in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.